This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 61 of Sunday Supplements. Izzy and I will reach into our podcast pads and this week we are going to pull out a monster full-length beast. Izzy seems to be making some sort of noise. Hello, Izzy.
I'm ready, Simon.
Was that you being Rocky?
I was, yes. I was Rocky. I had a hoodie on and I was a bit sweaty and I went up some steps and bounced.
That's Rocky, is it? You've just summed up the whole of Rocky.
That is basically, it's a guy who can't speak properly, is hit in the face.
You've never seen Rocky, have you?
And he turns into a painting at the end.
You've never seen Rocky, have you?
And he fights a black man because he's a racist.
You've never seen Rocky, have you?
And also, I like the chocolate bars associated with the film and the roads. And I once had, I had a raccoon called Rocky. It was one of my favourite toys when I was growing up and it only had one eye. His name was Rocky until he only had one eye. And then his name was Cyclops. Cyclops the raccoon.
Do you know what? I've spent the weekend with toddlers and they make more sense than you do.
Also, I had a bear, right? And I took the scarf off the bear and I gave it to Rocky. So in winter, Rocky wore a scarf, which I think is an accurate depiction in the film.
See, you're just like the toddlers I spent the time with, because I spent most of my time being outwitted by sarcastic two-year-olds. I know that's not that hard to believe, but it's annoying.
Well, they are bigger than you, Simon. You shouldn't let them pick on you.
Because you made a height joke. Aren't you hilarious?
It was a height joke. Just a...
But what was it then? It wasn't a fat joke, was it?
Yeah, it was. I'm suggesting you are trapped in the house of the beast toddlers.
So did you buy a newspaper on your jaunt back from Edinburgh?
Yes, I did. Well, I actually bought it in Edinburgh, so it smells slightly Scottish. You're not going to like it.
Why am I not going to like it?
Because I got the Star on Sunday.
Oh, God.
But it's got a little Scottish flag next to it, so I think it's the Daily Scottish Star on Sunday. There's the best headline of all of them, though. There's a thing with the X Factor on it, and then there's a guy singing, and the title, the big front page headline is, I Fear the X Factor.
Factor?
Yeah.
Hit
show star flees Muller's.
Wow.
Muller's always make me hungry, because I always want a Muller corner.
Right, I got the Times.
Did you?
Well, I didn't really. The Times was in the house, so I used
that. How did it get in the house?
I don't know. Toddlers bought it, probably.
Yeah, those toddlers and toddlers. Are you sure these are Tory backbenchers and just confusing them with toddlers? Because I could see why you would.
Well, they run around in their own shit, causing havoc and destruction wherever they go.
Why do they run around in their own shit, Simon? Can't you look after
them? Toddlers do that. That's what toddlers do, isn't it? Screaming in their own plop.
I think you're confusing toddlers with pigs.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
Have you been outwitted by a pig?
Well, yeah, obviously.
All you have to do is look at him and go, that'll do, pig, that'll do. Unless, of course, it's Hannibal, in which case you're in big trouble, because then Gary Oldman will set them on you. But all you have to do is wheel him in, and then all the pigs will just go, and they'll snuffle him up, because that's what pigs do. They snuffle you up and eat you.
Just stop talking.
Hello, Simon. This is going to be fun. I'm going to beat you.
If I can stop Izzy talking for a few minutes, we'll be able to play Cut Out and Keep.
I don't talk.
Don't talk. You witter.
I'm not wittering.
Put you next to like a big log of wood, you'd like witter that so much, you'd turn it into some sort of amazing little sculpture. And what I've done there is confuse the word witter with whittling.
I like captain's logs. I'll have a captain's log in it and I'd write down all my thoughts on the big tub woods and then I'll put it in space and make Spock read it.
Rude Britannia, the naughty secrets of the British Museum.
Ooh,
I am essentially going to cut out an article about pornography this week.
Oh, I thought it was actual slight secrets what the staff got up to, like they have sex in the exhibit.
No, it's not like readers' letters.
Oh, okay.
Although it sort of is. Basically, there's a stack of porn at the British Library because they keep all the publications and you've got to have a special appointment to go and see it. And it's all kept in cupboard 205. which to me is hilarious. I don't know why.
It's a bit like room 101, but it's a cupboard, so it's smaller.
Yeah.
I think they should just have a massive bed in the British Library for people to go and sleep on if they want to, and underneath, that's where they should keep all the porn.
What, under the mattress?
Yeah. Or they should just have a hedgerow.
Oh, yeah, or a little woodland area where you could go and just find damp pornography. Yeah.
Damp because it's been raining, not because...
Yes, let's not finish that thought.
Bodily fluids.
You can go to cupboard 205 and study Rowlandson's images of gentlemen and saucy wenches.
Wenches? You see, why can't I be a wench?
You are a wench.
Am I excellent?
I like the way you even said that in a wench-like voice. Am I?
I mean, it's basically somebody you go out drinking with who wears a low-cut top. That's a wench. Or it's a type of thing that you use to, like, prize open things.
Don't make a wrench joke.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It is a wrench not doing a wench joke.
No. Apparently, there's remaining erotica that's awaiting redistribution, including erotic playing cards from the Jazz Age. Because jazz is another word for...
All I think of when you say Jazz Age is that old man in the purple hat and Humphrey Littleton. So, an erotic playing card.
Don't. There's a folder labelled Studies of Part containing a pile of penis drawings.
Oh.
Which is lovely.
That's quite nice.
There's also an area in the Department of Antiquities called the Secretum.
The what?
The Secretum. Like secret,
Oh.
And it's got a load of wax phalluses in it.
Wax phalluses?
Yeah, wax phalluses.
So if they get a bit warm, they melt a bit.
Well, you could put a wick through the...
You could, and have a little candle and put it in a church and see if the vicar notices. I genuinely think what I want to do, like, deep down, the harvest festival in all the churches, and everybody's meant to donate a load of food to the church, just basically spend it looking for inappropriate foods. Like, you know, you can get those, like, things from Ann Summers, like pastas shaped like willies.
So on Harvest Sunday, you put out a packet of edible underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And body chocolate spread.
Is body chocolate spread Nutella?
It's pretty much Nutella, but I think it's easily spreadable. And also, that you don't need to add the nuts.
I'll set them up. You knock them down. No, don't knock my nuts down. No, right, this is my favourite. This is my very favourite bit.
Okay.
There's a contemporary volume called... Lady Bum Tickler's Revels.
Wow! Now that, like, that is the ultimate chocolate. Because revels are good anyway.
But bum tickling revels. Whoa.
Exactly. So, like, you pick one and it might be coffee, it might be orange, or it might be a bum tickler.
So, can you beat me off with pornography?
I can always beat you off with pornography. I've found an article in Take 5, My Life as a Cage Fighter Wag. Which is kind of inspired by the fact that apparently Jordan is dating a cage fighter. So they've gone out and they've found the cage fighter and his girlfriend, and so they've interviewed the girlfriend. It's full of little phrases like, he really looks hard in the cage, which is nice. But my favourite thing about it, and this is why I picked it, because the entire thing reads like this, but this is just the beginning. The moody synths of the Phil Collins hit In the Air Tonight engulf the pitch black arena. Suddenly the famous drum solo crashes like a ton of falling boulders and a spotlight flashes into the corner of the room. A muscular silhouette comes into focus and the hairs on the back of my neck stand on end. Go on, Terence, I whisper through the gritted teeth. Give him hell.
How do you whisper through gritted teeth? Let's try it.
God, that's insane. But his name's Terence, which is really sweet. And he comes on to Phil Collins. It literally has the word, like, razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz should be in my article.
Our friend Tom really likes cage fighting, doesn't he?
How do you actually have fight with a cage?
Well, I think you're in a cage when you fight.
Not Nicolas Cage. You're not in Nicolas Cage.
But you would fight your way out if you were. Maybe that explains his acting. Maybe he's actually trying to escape his own body. Awful, awful actor. Apart from adaptation, I'll give him adaptation.
So, I quite like your article, but mine wins. And I'll tell you why mine wins. It's because it's got a picture of a gentleman's publication called Wet Dreams.
That's a bit wrong. I have actually got him fighting different fighters, and they put Batman, wham, bam, and kapow as he's hitting people.
Oh, well, okay. You've got Batman reference, then therefore I suppose you must win.
Why do you want me to win? I don't trust you, Simon. What's your plan?
A Batman reference beats a man batting reference.
Nice.
It's time to play Article or Farcical. I played this last week and I was brilliant. I won.
I don't think you did.
No, I think I did.
No, I think you'll find that I guessed it the moment you said it.
No, I think you'll find that I won.
No.
I definitely won.
Simon, if you're going to try and be Izzy, you've got to really have the actual belief behind it, because at the moment your words ring hollow like a drum, but not like a nice drum with like skin on it, but like a kettle drum. No, not even a kettle drum, like one of those... Yeah, like a kettle drum. That's what you sound
Stop
like.
Talking. No. Do article or farcical.
Okay, I have four articles, three of which are from the Daily Star on Sunday with a Scottish flag next to it, and one is not from there, I made it up. So, can you guess which one is the articles, which is the farcicals? Here's the first one. Soaperman.
Okay, is that about a man covered in soap?
No, it's about a man from, like, Coronation Street who's also gone into EastEnders.
Oh, like he's been in all the soaps or
yeah.
something. Right, like all of them have.
Yeah.
It goes Grange Hill, EastEnders, The Bill. That's the ladder of progression, I think.
Yeah.
Got him.
Stout of this world.
Stout of this world. Right.
But this is all about how, you know that really quick runner who's really quick and he runs quickly? And he's called Bolt, which is even funnier because he bolts everywhere.
Well, it's not that funny, is it?
It is really funny.
It's like an ice cream vendor being called Mr. Whippy.
So yes.
It's not that funny.
Or a pornographer being called Mr. Whippy.
Yeah. Or
yeah.
It's a man who's really excited about everything. Mr. Whippy! Just get on with it. What's Stout of this world about?
Bolt. You know that guy who runs really quickly? Apparently, according to the Daily Star on Sunday, he drinks stout, as in Guinness, and he mixes it with Red Bull.
Oh, I see. So he uses his own anus as a jetpack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
And then we've got my petrol station diet's nearly killed me.
That's just eating against his pasty and Monster Munch.
And then finally, indoors, which is actually ER indoors, which
right.
is like one of the centerfolds with sexy pictures of one of the doctors from ER.
Man or woman?
Woman.
Is she good looking?
Not really.
What's her
I
name?
Mean, she's not ugly, but she's not like, ooh, hot. She looks really awkward.
What's her name?
It's Parminder.
Oh, Parminder Nagra?
Yes.
Oh, she's quite cute.
She's literally looking like she's getting the washing out of the tumble dryer in a sexy way and like hanging up clothes in a sexy way. In the garden, which kind of ruins the whole ER indoors.
So she's not even indoors, is what you're saying?
No. But I just think it's an excellent pun, indoors.
Right, so I've got to choose between Soaperman, Stout of This World, the petrol station shenanigans, and indoors.
It's good, right. Isn't it? It's kind of hard to tell, because none of those sound like something Izzy's made up, do they, Simon?
Honestly?
Yeah.
They all sound like something you've made up.
Yes.
They all sound like something that could quite easily have been removed from your own sphincter. Stout of This World is the one that you have made up.
Okay, should we do it backwards then?
If
so
you want.
ER indoors.
Wouldn't that be Shrudnir?
Look, son, we've got to get through this, okay? Just because we've had like little short ones, now you're thinking
get
you can just whitter
on
about
Stop
anything.
Stop talking.
And
get
you
on
can't.
With it. Stop talking. Get on with it.
Okay, indoors, that's real. And it's quite sad. Petrol station diet nearly killed me. That's real. That's a bit sad. Which leaves it between Soaperman and Stout of This World. You went for Stout of This World, Simon?
Lost, haven't I?
Yeah, of course you did. You're
right.
Soaperman, what sort of ridiculous thing is that?
Well, there was a story this week about a man who'd been in all the soap, so it wasn't that ridiculous.
Really? Was there?
Yeah, you must have absorbed it somehow.
I'm a sponge for knowledge and for winning things. You put me in a bath, which is actually quite dirty, and I'll soak up all the goodness and leave nothing but poo.
If I put you in a bath, I'm going to drown you.
I like baths.
Stop talking!
Okay, I just need a bit more coffee. Come on, let's crack on. I've won that one. I'm going to win them all. I'm a winner. Winner. Whoops.
Time to delve into the electronic mailbag and get our fingers burnt because it's badly wired.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Hang on, if an electronic mailbag is badly wired, does that mean it's been castrated?
No.
Okay.
You're being silly and you're getting obsessed with testicles yet again. At least it's not bum sex this week. Well, we've had quite a few tweets and emails from people who came to see my show. So thank you for all the readers out there who came down. And hello, and thank you for coming to see me. And thank you for saying nice things.
They didn't come and see me, did they?
They didn't come and see you.
I was being very entertaining in my own house. I'd have made them tea and everything. But no, they all decided to go see you.
You just go look through your windows at Simon sat there. It's a bit like going to the zoo, only Simon, rather than throwing his shit at you, would just smear it on the windows.
Yeah. I would be a good host. I would like a cake. There'd be cake for everyone. And
No, that wouldn't happen because they'd be outside looking in at you.
Well, I could show them my collection of gentlemen's pornography.
Well, anyway, this is one of my favourite letters. It's from W. Seth Hanasek, which sounds brilliant. Like, I didn't know if he was a real person until I met him, and he was cool. Anyway, he came to see my show yesterday, so well done him for being the most recent person to see the show. You get your letter read out. He says, "Dear Izzy," no Simon.
Yeah, whatever.
"I listen to the podcast every week, and for a long time, I thought you were not a very nice person, based on the way you treat Simon. Then I met you at your free fringe show today, and you were charming and lovely with a gooey chocolate centre. So I have to assume that the problem is, in fact, Simon."
Oh.
Yes! Thank you, Seth. But it's W. Seth, so I don't know what the W stands for, other than Walker, because that's what they all stand for in America. W's. "Also, my wife had the opposite experience to your Waitrose youths. A toddler in the Alloa Tesco, diametrically opposed to any Waitrose on the posh scale, threw a tantrum, hollering to mummy, 'I want compote.'" Yes, no, he was a very nice man, Seth, so he gets a big bone.
So, hey, you just used the letters section as an excuse yet again to abuse me.
No, not yet again to abuse you. The readership knows that I'm a lovely person and I would never abuse anybody because I am lovely, therefore you deserve it.
If Izzy's being nice to you, she admits this freely, that the more nice she is to someone, the less she likes them. So,
that's
therefore, I must be the best person in the world.
It's what I tell you. Stop you whinging.
Okay. If you want to write to us, there's like 1,000 different ways to get in touch with us now. So
yeah,
let's begin.
Because now Simon is on Twitter.
Yeah. I might actually not bother. I might sign off it soon.
Why? You loved it.
Yeah.
Philip Schofield tweeted you.
Twice. It's just all very passé now. So yes, you can Twitter us at our various Twitter names, which are on our website, which is at sundaysupplement.com. Or you can Facebook us on our group, which is on Facebook. Or you can email us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Or you can turn up at any of Izzy's shows and say hello to her. Or you can stare through my shit-smeared windows, it seems. And just wave.
Well, don't wave at you, because that would just enrage you.
Why would waving enrage me?
I don't know. It seems to, though.
It doesn't.
Maybe assume they're blowing their farts towards you.
Time to measure up our humdongers now and see if Lady Bumtickler has a preference.
Yeah. What's your humdong, Simon?
Was Mick Jagger planning on having a sex change?
Right.
And this is an article about articles.
Right.
The Daily Express decided that Mick Jagger was going to have a sex change. So they phoned up his agent and said, "Is Mick Jagger going to have a sex change?" And his agent thought, well, if I say no, they'll just say Mick Jagger denies that he's going to have a sex change.
Mm.
So he played along with it and said he was looking forward to getting into some nice dresses. So the Express ran a kind of tongue-in-cheek piece saying, funny, he might have a sex change. But the Wires picked it up and thought it was real.
Look, the Wire? So yeah. Like Bubbles?
Bubbles thought that Mick Jagger was going to have a sex change.
And did he get any drugs? Because Bubbles would be able to supply him with hormone therapy, I reckon, because Bubbles can do anything. He can get, like, you know, copper piping really cheap, like, because he nicks it.
Well, you can get anything really cheap if you nick it, can't you? I can get a Porsche really cheap if I nicked
it. That implies that stealing has no investment, but you need to get a getaway car. I mean, that costs some money.
No, you steal the getaway car.
You can't steal the getaway car, Sam.
That would be
illegal.
Wrong, wouldn't it? Yeah.
That's illegal.
But Mick Jagger wasn't very happy about this, and this is the line they choose to say how he wasn't happy. The singer had no sympathy for the devilish hoax. Apparently his manager got sacked soon afterwards. That is a humdonger, I think.
Not as good as my humdonger.
Well, your humdonger doesn't give me no satisfaction.
Cotton shocks.
Cotton shocks, right.
Yeah. which is good, isn't it? It's all about Fern Cotton, the Radio 1 DJ, right? Poltergeist fears at new home. TV babe Fern Cotton has been given the shivers by ghosts of highwaymen and smugglers. Basically, all her neighbours been going, yes, she's been spooked because there's a little tunnel that goes under her house that was found a few years ago. And apparently people used to use that either for smuggling, or it was used by women to avoid being raped by highwaymen, or it was used by ne'er-do-wells. And of course, it does look scary the way they photographed it. But it's basically, look, this is where Fern Cotton lives. Go bother her. But about 10 years ago, builders renovating the cottage discovered the tunnel. There were many theories going around about it, but whatever the truth was, it seems that there's some dead souls down there who still enjoy troubling the living.
Right, so she's been spooked out by a ghost story.
Well, no, it doesn't even say that. It's her neighbours claim that she's been spooked out by a ghost story.
So I could claim that Ricky Gervais has some sort of dismembered spirit in his anus.
Yeah.
And that would be
I wouldn't be surprised at that, because he does eat meat, does Ricky Gervais. Therefore, if you assume that animals have spirits, then there will be some sort of residue in there that would scare children.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. And there is an argument that I have, because I'm brilliant, I'm witty, I'm charming.
You've been proven wrong by your own readers that you are not brilliant, witty and charming. You're horrible because I'm horrible to you, and that proves it.
Because you're horrible to me, that means I must be somehow inadequate.
Exactly, because I'm the perfect person. We've already established this. Also, I've won every bloody section, and therefore I should win.
Well, you know, you're suggesting that some sort of cumulative scoring system goes on in this, when actually it's just an arbitrary decision at the end.
Okay, well, if you're going to be like that, I win.
Well, that's arbitrary. I don't mind it being arbitrary, but you can't cite precedents.
Well, I don't cite precedents. I cite maths.
There's no such thing as maths.
Ooh, Stuart, right, my stepdad, he runs this paper called Prometheus. He's debating whether to include an article about a guy who says there's no such thing as light.
What?
I know. I'm trying to persuade him to include it so we can rile up more sceptics.
How would you read the article if there's no such thing as light?
Well, he says there's no such thing as light in waveform, I think, is the thing.
And what does he know? Is he a scientist?
I have no idea. Stuart's sending it to his mate, who's a historian, I think, just to have a look at it.
A historian? Historically, yes, there is light.
Yeah.
He should definitely publish that. So, the paper you should have bought last Sunday...
Was Prometheus,
which hasn't been published yet, and may not contain the article that we're talking about when it is published.
And Izzy wins, because she's just come back from Edinburgh and still managed to kick Simon's butt.
Well, your readers have already suggested.
No, our readers.
No one ever cares about anything I say or do.
That is true, so therefore I win.
I can't remember what I was talking about now.
I can't remember either. I think you just basically... Call me the winner, Simon.
I can call you something if you want.
No, call me the winner.
No, I'm going to call you something.
No, call me the winner.
Izzy's the winner.
Yay! See you next week.
If that sort of hollow victory means anything to you.
Serious, you know, journalism.
What? Have I got to do some serious journalism for next week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Just go to sleep, Simon.
No, that's you. You're the one that's tired. Stop confusing the whole world with you.
Oh, shut up and let me go to bed.
Stop talking.
No, you stop talking, you bitch. Bye, readers. Get in touch. You can get to us on sundaysupplement.com. That's all S's, no apostrophes. Or follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Izzy_Lawrence, or Simon on Twitter, which is twitter.com/SIGHDONE, or Facebook us, or just stalk Simon and watch him rub shit into the windows. Bye! You still there?
Yeah, I was being funny.
You won't be funny, you're just being stupid.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.